Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kathy Johnson and she's going to be doing a program for us. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Hi, LaVon.
Kathy, I have to tell people that we're visiting with you long distance because you're doing something really fun that basically has nothing to do with the program we're going to talk about. But just tell us in a sentence or two what you're doing.
Well, I am here helping my daughter with her little twins that are 9 months old. So I'm doing what I think I call grandma nanny work.
Yeah, there you go.
Lots of love and snuggles.
And at 9 months, they are just learning so much every day. So you are
crawling
fortunate.
Crawling and pulling themselves up. Uh-huh. This is a dangerous phase.
That's true, but maybe you'll get to see them take their first real steps. Who knows? Things move quickly.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Well, we better talk about the Spring Garden Seminar sponsored by the Cass County Master Gardeners taking place on March 7th, but registration is due March 1. Now, and we'll remind people of that again. But Kathy, tell us a bit about what you're going to do.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about growing cut flowers, LaVon. I love gardening, and I have a little business called Flowers for You, where I actually grow cut flowers, and then I design those flowers for the general public. I'm going to talk to people about the many different ways that they, too, can grow cut flowers in their own yard at home, and the many different techniques that they can use to get longer stems, to decrease weeds. I'm really going to probably focus a lot on perennial plants, because now that I'm getting older, I find out that they are just a great thing to have. They come back every year. They bloom profusely. And I will also just go over basically all the different kinds of species of annuals and perennials and flowering shrubs that are really beautiful to use in floral design.
All right.
So I think it'll be a fun program.
Oh, I know. People will love it. And, you know, somebody said, well, I'm not going to grow those. And I said, well, that's okay. If you're not really going to grow your own, you still will appreciate the other people's work and know maybe which ones to select if you're doing a selection. Maybe some of them keep a little longer than others.
Yeah, that is very true. That is really true. I find out when I started learning about growing cut flowers, I learned a lot about the different species, when to pick them, how to harvest them, what you can do to preserve them in a vase. Even if you're not growing your own flowers, I think there'll be some really good information about if you purchase flowers, how to take care of them and get the longest vase life out of them.
Very good. Let's go back in time a little bit, Kathy. When did you start getting interested in planting and flowers and all that, even the weeding probably you knew had to come with it?
Yeah, you know, LaVon, when I think about my interest in growing and my love of flowers, I really think I got it from my grandparents. I had a grandmother, a great-grandmother, actually, who immigrated from England. And when she came to the United States, she brought her real love of a cottage garden. So as a little girl, I walked through her garden, and I think I just soaked up all the beauty, and it became a part of me. So I think that's where I really started to learn to love gardening, was just because of all the time I spent with my grandmother. I was a nurse for 35 years at Cass County Hospital. And during that time, I always had a garden in my yard. I always had flowers. And a lot of times I would cut those flowers, give them to my friends and my family. And a lot of people said, you're really good at this. You should do something more with it. Well, I was really busy being a nurse, and I didn't have a lot of extra time. But I did find enough time to go to Stupi's in Kansas City and take a formal floral training class. And so then I came back and worked a little bit part-time at the florist in Atlantic. But a couple years ago, I actually retired from my nursing profession. And so then I knew I had time to kind of dedicate myself to opening some type of a floral business, and that's exactly what I did. I opened a little cut and flower business where I grow on approximately 1 acre of ground cut flowers, and then I sell those flowers in floral arrangements to people from the Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Exira, Atlantic communities. And my real specialty last year was monthly make and take design classes at the Elkhorn Library, which was really fun for people. And so it's been a great retirement gig, so to speak.
And it leaves you, even though you could work at that lots and lots of hours, you also can choose to have some free time to do some other things like grandmothering and those kinds of things. But did you know, somebody told me, Kathy, that there's some research that says that nurses make good plant growers. Did you know that?
You know, maybe it's that nurturing thing.
I think so.
Because I think people that go into caregiving are kind of nurturers and love to watch things grow. And, you know, that could very well be. That makes sense, LaVon.
Yeah, it makes sense to me, too. And I had not seen the research, but somebody passed it on. I said, oh, well, I'll just pass it on, too. So let's talk a little more with all your experience. And an acre, to some people, doesn't sound like much. To me, that sounds like a lot of ground when you're planting flowers. Do you have some favorites?
You know, I thought about that, and the truth is I don't have just one flower that I love. It seems to me like in the spring, as everything comes around and starts to bloom, I'm like, oh my gosh, these peonies are so gorgeous, they're so fragrant, and then the next week it's lilacs. It's like, oh my gosh, these lilacs are so beautiful. And then as summer goes on, every single week I have something new blooming, and I'm just kind of enchanted with all those different flowers. So I really don't have just one favorite flower. And as a florist, I realize that it is the diversity in size, shape, and color that truly helps to make a beautiful bouquet. So I guess I can't just pick out one flower that I love, because I really love them all.
You love whatever's beautiful at the time in the season.
Yeah.
And that's great. And so you mentioned earlier, you said you plant mostly perennials, some annuals, and some shrubs. And what kinds of shrubs do you use in flower arrangements?
Well, you know, I was lucky when I moved onto the farm that we live on. The woman that had lived there for many, many years had planted lots of beautiful flowering shrubs. She had lilacs, she had peonies, she had verbenum, she had some snowball bush. And it's amazing how many of these beautiful flowering shrubs you can use in floral design. And I've begun to realize how you really get a big bang from a flowering shrub, because they produce so much more than if it was just like an annual flower growing. So there are a lot of flowering shrubs out there. Forsythia in the spring can be used. Many, many things that make for really beautiful floral design.
Mm-hmm. And some of them have just beautiful leaves, too, without the flowers. So
that's really true, LaVon, because you really do need that foliage to help you to fill out your vase and to make a beautiful design. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
So, Kathy, I may have some more questions, but we need to, again, remind people that you are one of the main speakers at our Spring Garden Seminar, sponsored by the Cass County Master Gardeners, being held March 7th, but we need your registration March 1st. It's only a half a day this year. Big, big change in how we used to do the garden seminar. Starts at 9, ends at 12:30, and the cost is $20. If you have questions and you want to get registered, you don't have a brochure, just go on the Cass County Extension website. If you're not familiar with websites, give me a call at KJN. I'll get back to you. Or call the Extension office at 243-1132. We want people to be there, Kathy. And in addition to the two major speakers, we have some things called Lightning Learning. I think you kind of got in on that 2 years ago when we did Lightning Learning.
Yeah, it's really a fun, I don't know exactly what the time frame will be, but it's a short period of time of learning different little horticultural tips. I think last year we did something with seed tape that were made out of like toilet paper.
Yes.
Is that correct, LaVon?
Yes, that's right, Kathy. Yes.
Yeah.
You never know what surprises.
And it was really fun. It was a great, you know, a lot of ideas that, you know, you might never think of. I think we might be doing something with sedum this year. Is that correct, LaVon?
Oh, you know what? I'm not sure. There's like 6 or 7 different topics, and you can choose from those. So I know there'll be different kinds of things. I know succulents are on the list, and that's something that a lot of people are interested in.
Yeah.
So lots of things to choose from. And if you go online, you can find all that. So we want to thank you very much, Kathy Johnson, for visiting with you and also for planning to be a speaker at the Spring Garden Seminar on March 7th. We'll be looking forward to learning more about cut flowers. So folks, remember to register by March 1. Call the Cass County Extension Office or call me at KGN and we'll get you filled in if you have some questions. Until next time, we all want to think spring.